you like.
We are back in session from recess. First order of business, payroll. Approval of. Don? Rick, sorry.
We have several things that we've talked to you about.
Okay.
And I probably should have sent these to you, which I did, I don't know. Those are the seven things that we've dealt with, and I think I did talk to you about them before.
Question for you. The first one I'm looking at is the prosecuting attorney's budget. Did we or have we changed out the amounts of money that we told them would not be, and they're still over budget?
They will be. They're not yet, but they will be.
They won't make this payroll. Okay, the obvious question is why?
They'll make this payroll.
We added that guy. We did add Anthony Brown
and after
the budget was closed.
And I have an email that you guys were going to do some of that. So you need to tell me how much you can go over or you can take that from someplace else or whatever you want.
But we're going to make this payroll. Okay. Let me make a note on it.
I mean, I would think whatever Anthony Brown was going to get paid, that's how much money should be put back into his account, into the prosecuting attorney, or make sure that his salary is covered because that's what we added that salary.
And for a quarter, 4 months, 5 months, that's going to be roughly...
Not much. 15,000.
Three times five, three. I'll figure that.
Anyway, I need direction on what you want them to do because I don't know what all you've done with him there, so we need to know.
Well, as Jim stated, one thing is upon request for the additional attorney, that was granted 2-3 months ago?
At least June, maybe?
I'll have to look at the minutes.
Yeah, I might have that.
So I think that budget would be likely to be over. You know, we made requests for some funds from his
employer. And your second one is this one here?
And it's going to be really, really close. I want you to see that the percentage, I think it should be 83% growth.
484, that's okay.
So it's going to be really, really close.
Are these your copies or can I keep these?
It was in June.
Assessor's fund.
Okay.
And you know that we did take some money out of his fund based on the employee retention, but his fund is a separate fund from the general county revenue, and because of that amount, he won't make it.
Right. The difference between that fund and the other funds, and I understand what you've just pointed out, R&B, for example, is a separate fund. But the county commission has direct control over R&B. We don't have direct control over the assessment fund, and it is to stand of its own merits. The decision that was made was not a decision that was made by the assessor. It was a decision that was made by the commission. And I think that amount of money, which was close to $10,000, should be put back in to the assessor's fund, and we compile that with the line item that we have for the others within general county revenue.
Legal fee, yes.
I mean, we have one other option. We can amend. We can go through a budget hearing, amend it, and transfer those funds in from general county revenue. I'm just talking about a simpler way of doing it.
Might I suggest that we take that money not from the employee retention settlement, but from the line that we actually budgeted monies to go to the assessor's fund?
I'd rather we show it as monies that were actually spent for that purpose.
Okay, do you have another option?
I mean, that's my druthers. Then we'll know eventually what that amount of money was because it's going to be in one lump sum. Is that agreeable? In other words, he's going to make a journal entry
and
put the money back in.
60. I thought it was 96. I thought it was 69.
It's a journal entry from the employee retention settlement where you do the others. And it'll be put back into the assessor's office for that settlement. For the settlements, those who retired and got a settlement, and it totaled $9,600.
$69,000.
Yeah, I'm not about that.
So there's... So there's $9,600 by journal entry based upon those retirements we can put back, okay? And that takes care of us there for now, but that does not take care of us there for much longer.
Aren't we expecting to check from the state? Yes. So we think it can be fine.
Did we take money out of his line item for legal fees? I think that was part of that discussion. I don't know if he took money out of there or not. Okay.
We have not, but if we're going to enter into litigation right now on all these that are currently pending with the 2011s, besides what was already done for the 2010s, they're going to be spent.
Yeah.
We've got to make that decision.
How about motion to approve payroll?
What, did you have any other items?
I'm not sure that you it's a dilemma on the assessor's fund.
Well, we're...
We got enough for this.
We want you to do the JE on that.
Okay.
So this is a week for...
That's good.
Did you have to make a motion? Just go ahead and do it.
He's wanting to make a motion to approve payroll.
We did have one other thing we'll talk to
you about if you
can do that.
I second.
Phew. Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll as presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
We do have at least one employee.
Are you asking for a motion on the journal entry? I don't think you need one.
I don't need one.
Okay. Do you?
Have you approved it?
No.
We can send it to you and have you approve it, sign it, that'd be fine.
If you want us to approve it right now, let's do that. If I didn't know that you needed that for a journal entry, but...
Well, we've been sending all journal
entries. We usually get your signature.
Does that take a vote or just a signature? What do you...
Can you sign it without a vote?
Sure, if it's of administrative in nature, but, gentlemen, I will accept a motion to approve this journal entry as presented regarding the assessor's fund.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the journal entry for the assessor's fund as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries, and here is your signature.
That we have,
thank you.
At least one employee, that's all that I know of right now, that has not worked the full 40 hours, in fact, quite a few hours under that, and still is growing our benefits package. We need to know if there's a policy or if you guys want to establish a policy, if you want to tell us, you know, how long do we allow that to happen before we say, oh, no, this is not a full-time
day. How long is a while?
How long is a while?
August, I think starting in August.
August of this year?
And we had notified the supervisor, and they were supposed to talk to the employee. It still exists.
Is this, this doesn't apply because I think we had the 75, we had the 50, 75, and 100% employee. Was this before, after, or do we still have the 50%? I thought we just stayed at 75.
I think 75 is when you guys have cut it off. And we actually had another employee that did drop there, and that particular department head, elected official, talked to her, reduced her to that.
How many hours a month is this employee working? Or is this employee not working?
Okay, last week he worked 10 hours. And then this week, then he worked 40. And then he may come back and work 20.
Okay. I think it's a situation. We'll have to talk about this in executive.
We met. Well, without calling names, it's pretty simple for me that we need to have the supervisor have the employee work or consider a loss in benefits.
And we realized that without even asking. We've already tailored it to the supervisor. But
we talk about that.
At some point, I'm sure you guys want to give us some guidance.
We do. Yeah. We do.
And, okay. And like the holiday, they wouldn't get paid.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have you had a chance, Ron, to look at the accounts payable? We had postponed that to 1 o'clock.
Yes.
You want to hold out anymore?
Two things. You gentlemen had pulled a...
Yes?
The question, yeah, that, in that particular issue, the question was, did that go out for bid, and was it proper to proceed with it, even if it did go out for bid?
My entire...
It's part of credit card.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Cool. Can I take... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes?
Yeah, my thing is, my first and foremost is bid. I see where Mr. Erickson sends us all a note, but I hadn't read it. I was trying to...
When did you get that? Because I haven't read it.
Yeah, we got it at 10 o'clock this morning.
I haven't seen it because we've been in here, I guess.
Say, what now? Oh, you mean an email besides this?
We have an email about that.
Oh, I obviously haven't seen that either.
There you go.
I can tell you a little bit.
I think the question was whether or not those special funds need to go through bid procedure. It's been the policy of the county before that they did need to go through the bid procedure when they were matched any of those requisites for that bid procedure. And so when we saw this come through, I sent this, put the note on it. And Ron actually has asked, and I think he's got the same opinion from other people, that yes, it does need to go through the bid procedure.
All funds.
Would you pursue this with the elected official involved and ask the elected official if the bidding procedure were followed? And if so, would they please provide
to us? It was not.
Would they please provide to us a copy of that? Otherwise, I don't see how we can possibly pay this bill.
We have already asked. It has not gone through the bid procedure.
Well, then we definitely hold it out. Anything else?
As long as you guys understand that there's, and this may be a legal question you need to talk about, that those funds, in those special funds, they'll say that they have sole discretion over how they spend them.
They may have sole discretion over how they spend.
I just want to make sure, yes,
I
agree with you, Ron. I agree with you. I just want to make sure you understood the finer points there that you might have to deal with.
Just as soon as I see counsel, we're going to talk with
you. All right.
I had asked and the commission consented regarding the stack of credit cards. I looked at this morning for the first time. I looked at it through the lunch hour. I still am concerned about how we do credit cards within Taney County. And taking the time to go through these individually, I have found some instances where there are bills that are turned in with no explanation on what a particular meeting was, no documentation on that particular meeting. There are some bills where it shows what the amount was that was expended, and yet not precisely what that amount was spent for. For example, within a restaurant, it's just a bill. I see in some instances where we receive, I'll show you, I see in some instances where we receive information from one department wherein not all receipts are included with the credit card. And the reason, as I understand it, through follow-up is they don't always get a receipt. Well, from this day forward, I will not speak to this. I will not approve, with my vote, there are two other commissioners here, the expenditure unless a proper documentation and receipt is with that bill. I don't care what the department is. And that will obviously come to a two-person.
I do have one question just for you,
Green.
Joanna. Is there a way that we can get more time to review that stack, an extra week in there? This is the first week it's been in the box, and I know that's not traditionally how it's been done, but it's a lot to go through, and you know that, and it's a lot for you to compile.
Jim, I think something that might help, if we had the consensus or we had the policy from you guys that that was what we had to have, then I could do just like I do all the rest of those, like I did this one. You know, if I see something that's not following your policy, I could mark that and be, make it a lot simpler for you anyway to read through that. And it's still a problem on this end, but I also have Joanna that's helping me, and so we're sharing the duties and spreading those out.
So
I think that we just need the policy, and I applaud you for offering that, Ron. Thank you.
I think that it would not hurt for us to put together some comments to go out to every department that if you don't provide this information, it's not going to be paid. Now, I'm in an awkward situation because I come to you all and to the treasurer, and I ask today, well, we've got this huge stack of credit card bills. What happens if we don't pay it? Well, we could be forced to pay a penalty. Mm-hmm. And now I'm putting ourselves in a horrible situation and predicament if I do that. But on the other hand, if we have individuals that are not going to comply with what we put together, and if you need something in writing, then we all need to sit down and we need to draft what goes out to every department head that says, here's the rules. It's pretty simple. Because here's where a few people know I'm coming from. I think we have people within the county courthouse system that have credit cards that shouldn't have them.
I agree.
And the very fact that they have them and what they utilize as expenditures is a great way to get around the scrutiny of what they're spending money on. When I have an expense, I pay for it out of my pocket. I write it down on a piece of paper, and I hand it to you, and I give you all the receipts, and I get reimbursed. This county operated for over 150 years that way pretty successfully, and I feel confident we could go back to that if we can't comply. This is a real plus, and it's a help and assist to those people that have them, I understand. But I
agree with you totally. I see both sides of it, and I actually was one that tried to help us get credit cards, and I feel like that the amount of rebate that we get on this justifies us having a little extra work. But I also recognize that we need some tighter policies. I feel like that if we had some tighter policies, we could make you feel very comfortable with these too, and you would, you know, we'd all feel better. We have drafted some policy, and we'd be glad to send that to you, and maybe you guys could take that and look at it and say, we like this, we don't like this, do this, whatever. But I agree with you. We need to get something out to every department.
Well, I would like to get that, Rick, and I'd like to sit with you, the treasurer and staff and the commission, obviously, and chat about after we've looked at that and what we want to add to that or subtract from that and implement. It's
fantastic.
I have asked departments, you know, on the receipts to at least jot down what their meeting was for or whatever, and I've gotten replies back that it's not part of the policy. They're not required to do an expense.
One of those people that got scrutinized, you know, I will loudly say that we need to have this document. Where I remember when the first procurement card, before we went to this, I had to sign a document saying I was going to comply to the rules mm-hmm. of this card. I didn't have to sign it for the RFS card. Okay, I used the same rules, but I didn't have another procurement policy mm-hmm. to sign. I would even go a step further to say, if they we're going to turn off the card on a certain date. Everyone who has a card has to re-sign this document. And if they don't, I'd want to turn the card off on a certain date.
That would be very easy for us to do.
Yeah, because, I mean, we need to comply.
Right now, the way it sets, if they, you know, they turn in a receipt, like he said, it's the restaurant receipts with total, there's no detail, mm-hmm. anything. I actually had a department that had 5 receipts this month. I sent an email. I got a call from the elected official telling me that they couldn't always get those detailed receipts. And I said, well, they need to jot down on those receipts what this is for. If you can get a printed out receipt saying your total, you're going to get a printed out receipt saying what you've purchased for the most part. Otherwise, you know, I worked in a restaurant for years where we hand wrote tickets and we would have to, you know, duplicate a ticket to give to somebody to show that expense. But my main thing is when I can't get an elected official or department head to follow that, and then when I'm met with, well, there's nothing that says I have to do that, it's hard for me to enforce.
The simpler the better. If we could get this a one-page, maybe a front, back, and a signature of acceptance and a compliance, otherwise the card gets turned off. I mean, I don't think there's any excuses.
Would you like to do that as an amendment to the current policy we have?
Probably.
I mean, yes, whichever is the quickest.
Whatever the quickest.
That would be the easiest way, because it would be a one-page, you know, mm-hmm. you're required to turn in a detailed receipt. If you don't, your card will be. I think the other policy starts out as saying if you don't follow the rules the first time, it's a 30-day card suspension. The second time, you lose it.
No.
It's really hard to keep up with that every month because I have been going through all 92 of those statements every month mm-hmm. to make sure those receipts are there. And I make notes if they have tax charges that need to be taken off, if they don't have detailed receipts. That's very hard to go from one month to the next because you always have to go back to the previous month and see mm-hmm. who did what and if they followed up on this month. So it does get to be very time-consuming, whereas, you know, you don't follow the rules, too bad, your card's gone. I mean, that's kind of how I look at it. If you can't use it the way you're supposed to, then, you know, you don't get it.
Right. Let's work on that soon.
Well, it's a convenience.
It is a convenience, and it keeps people from having to pay money out of their pocket. But because they don't, you know,
I'm talking about it's a convenience for them.
That's
to keep
what I
their
mean.
Card. And if they don't want the convenience of having their card, then they can get a written receipt, turn it in. Mm-hmm. Just
but
exactly
it's a lot easier if they were paying that money out and you said, I have to have a detailed receipt for you to get your $25 back from this meeting.
You're going
to sure
get it.
Sure, I get it every time. But when it's this way, it's a whole different set of problems. I will be glad to draft an amendment to that policy. I can have it by the end of the day if you guys want it.
I would really like to look at that verbiage.
As soon as you can get it.
Okay.
Helen?
I just want to say something right quick. You know, she's talking about receipts with what it was for on it. Whenever I turn mine in, either on the memo, and anybody can do this, either on the memo where you do your parent request or I do mine on a letterhead, I went to a treasurer's training meeting. This was for my meal, and this was, and send that in with it. If you don't have it written on the receipt that this meal was for when I was at the treasurer's, put something on your letterhead or put it on your memo on your request.
I do that as well, Helen, but on these credit cards, they don't send anything separate.
Most of them don't.
I do a payment request. Yeah, I do a payment request and I put it on the memo.
A few departments that only have a couple do, but some departments that have, you know, they may have 20 receipts every month.
They just turn into receipts.
Yeah, you get nothing. And like I said, I've always been met with, there's no policy saying you have to do that. And that's 2 minutes they don't want to take. Whereas 6 months later, I have to dig out a receipt and try to explain why somebody spent such and such.
How about we consider implementing that? And if they don't want to take the time, we won't furnish the card.
That works for me.
There is a policy. I found it. I requested it 5 weeks ago, and I've got a policy that gives the do's and don'ts and the ins and outs of this whole situation, and I think I have it up in my office. I'll go up and search it out, and that's where I found it from.
For the purchasing policy. I mean, we have a policy with rules on the purchasing cards, but there's nothing that stipulates in there that on the receipts they have to be detailed receipts. And if not, they don't get, you don't get paid.
Okay.
So do you have direction on it? Are you going to approve that? Do we want to hold certain ones out?
I think that you need to draft some language for us. We'll take a look at it, and then we'll move from there.
Right.
Okay.
Those are all within the compliance of the rules is the problem.
My comment was, I'll approve now, but I want...
From here on.
Yep. As soon as we can get this letter.
Do we have a motion on accounts payable?
How many's in there that's that way, Ron? You said you reviewed it.
Four or five, probably.
Yeah, probably four or five. There's several hotels in there. I mean, there are hotel receipts. The hotel receipts are there. There's nothing stating
doesn't say what it was
for. You know, nothing saying I was going to Columbia for this meeting. It's just a hotel receipt. Sorry.
Right, and that needs to be indicated. I mean.
And you know what? I agree, and I've said that all along. And all it takes is you guys saying this has
not
to be.
Not only does it need to be indicated for us, I believe Missouri law provides that we shall, before approving it, all that will be included.
But an elected official, if nothing else, I mean, that's their best line of having the proof of the paperwork they need instead of having to go back months.
Did you have those marked where they'd be easy to look at, or you just went through?
It's things just like I indicated, and I'm all for approving these, Dan, with the exception of this.
Remark. Okay.
Well, I'm not, though, Ron.
Okay.
And I know that we have to get this bill paid, but I am not for paying it with no idea what it's for.
I'm not either. Here's my dilemma today when I brought this up. if I delay this process, then we're going to get, we will incur a penalty of interest that will be charged against us for not paying timely with this credit card. And so I found myself in a position of wanting to get, wait a minute, that you had asked, mm-hmm. is there a way that we could have more time to review these? I'll go through those and try to start pulling some of those out for you. We're in there. I didn't mark them.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second to give you an option? That bill has to be paid by the 27th, which is Thursday. Yeah. If you'll approve a warrant, Helen can actually wire that as late as Wednesday, and we would still be okay.
Then why don't we do this? Why don't we hold off that, post it Thursday, approve everything else but the credit card, and make these people provide the detail?
I know that it sounds like it's harsh. It sounds like it's... but I'm willing to call every person that has a bill in there that doesn't have an explained right in here and ask them where it's from. And I don't think you have to do that but once or twice, and they start putting it down.
I don't think this will be a problem after today. I mean, after you guys issue.
Again, for some bill that's $15 if there's no receipt there for, or it's a total rather than, they're not going to be able to go out. No, maybe.
There is. If there's
it's just going to cause a world of hurt.
Let me put it this way.
Because we didn't have it in place.
I was on a trip to our last NACO. There was I submitted to Nikki, because she enters my trip receipts, and I had a summary. I didn't have the itemized. She called, and they got her one within the timeline. It's possible.
It's just a matter of making a call.
It's an effort. They'll make an effort. It's possible.
Sometimes the vendors will say, well, we can't pull that. Well, we're required by law to submit this.
And then guess what?
And then guess what? It appears. Mm-hmm.
And you're right. If they have to go back and do that one time, the next time they're going to make sure they have that detailed receipt. Mm-hmm. Because if I had to go back and make all those calls, I would spend an entire week doing that.
And it's my belief that once we send this out to them and tell them we're going to do it, they'll start preparing.
I think you're right, because I think when I can go back then and say, look, the commission made this motion that it is this way, or you don't have a card. I have something to fall back on, whereas right now I don't. And, Jim, your question earlier on the time, those bills print on about the 3rd of the month.
Okay.
I let this one go about a week later than I normally do because I had several departments that couldn't meet the deadline. That is my problem. I give them usually 2 weeks to get those turned in, and I still have departments I always have to call because they don't turn in receipts.
We need to have that policy. I would like to have I want to have an extra Monday to review that because there's so many in there. 92 credit cards. I mean, it's, yeah.
To me, a week ought to be plenty to get your receipts together. I mean, if people are like I do, I put all mine in a folder, and when my card statement prints, my receipts are already right there. It's a matter of taking time. Now, I will tell you this. The Sheriff's Department is the biggest one, and they're usually one of the earliest ones to turn theirs in.
I have mine.
Yes, you do.
It's because you've been threatened enough times.
It's not that hard.
It's not hard for anybody. It's taking 5 minutes to sit down and do it in most cases for most departments. I mean, you've got a few departments that do have a lot, like the IT department. They do a lot of wording for other departments, so they do have a little more to deal with. But they still are one of my best departments about turning their stuff in. Now, if you want to, I think a week is appropriate from the time that statement prints to when it needs to be in. If you all will okay that, I will make that as part of this policy.
I just want to make sure that I don't have to look at this 1 hour on a Monday morning when we're trying to do everything else. I want to have an extra week. If it's in the box and it says for review but not for approval, that, I mean, if I can have just an extra mm-hmm. week to have it.
And I think if we set that as part of our policy that it's due 1 week from the date the statement prints, then I've got, you know, you guys will have an extra week to look at it. Right now, by the time I get the stuff, most of these I got my last one Wednesday. I processed them Thursday. So it's not, you know, it's not a matter of I hold on to them when I get them. It's a matter of by the time I get them all, they're due.
Okay.
Well, I guess we go back to the fact that we do collect a small fee from being able to use the credit card. But to go back to my first term in office for the first 4 years, there was not this situation at all. We didn't have a credit card, and everybody turned in a receipt if they expected to receive funds for what they spent.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to proceed in that direction, then I would say then they don't put anything on that credit card, and it's taken from them. It's pretty, of course, I'm like I said, I'm one not to have a credit card. It's pretty easy for me to criticize, but I absolutely think it's the only
It is a convenience. It's a major convenience for the employees.
Yes, right. Julian just gave it to us.
Oh, here, Ron, okay.
Okay, so we're going to post this for Thursday, pull out the credit card so we can approve everything else so the checks can go out with the exception of the credit card. I think that's what we said, right?
We can do it. We're here tomorrow, okay. Aren't we?
Except for this one.
Right, the rest of the checks do need to. That
is this one check?
That is one check.
I'm going to hold this one out and we'll pay everything else.
And you got lucky. That's a tiny month.
That way we can get everything else done.
Yes.
And then approve the credit card when Wednesday. Is that what you're saying?
Thursday. That gives them
it has to be paid Thursday. The due date is Thursday.
Whatever you want, whatever. When do you want that?
Let me remind you, we're not going to be available on Thursday.
It'd be a phone call Thursday morning.
Let me restate that. I won't be available Thursday morning.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Okay, well, she might be.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Why can't we post it Wednesday?
Let's just do Wednesday.
She just said, Helen said it needs to be done Thursday or Wednesday.
Because Wednesday they would
get it Thursday.
Guaranteed that they would have it by Thursday.
Okay.
We're here Wednesday morning.
Why don't you just post it? We don't have to table it, and we'll just pull those two check numbers out.
Or call in.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Wednesday's fine.
Wednesday morning, I have chamber. Then, I'm trying to think of what's after chamber. I'm meeting with Greene County, Stone County, Christian County presiding commissioners Wednesday.
What about?
Just a good look. I'm not sure. Between?
Yeah, I've got commitments. I can make a phone call, though. You just tell me what's best. Why don't you just post it whatever time he says?
Okay.
We'll just call
and
in.
Then you guys can call in.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, you know, tomorrow afternoon, we're going to be here tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon at noon.
We can't do it at noon.
Well, they may not have time to fix it. Find that the receipts. They need a little time.
The reason I'm saying is you've got to give 24-hour notice.
Right. Let's just post it Wednesday.
That's fine.
Okay, can I go ahead and do the motion then? Motion to approve accounts payable 326381 through 326477, warrants 5512, 5513, transfer from the transfer station to Road and Bridge, holding out checks number 326450 and 326477.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks number 326381 to 326477, warrants 5512, 5513, transfers would be from the transfer station to Road and Bridge. Specifically, not approving checks number 326450 and 326477. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I suggest. We're going to be tied up. Can you relook these and find some of those yourself? You might have to know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Are you
what are you talking about?
You say you're going to leave your time
okay.
up. You need to.
I was trying to, but there's no way. We get Frank time. This is quality time with Frank.
No.
Oh, it's the same, or more.
You'll have to go upstairs at 3 o'clock.
I would say
this. Oh, it's right. 3 o'clock. We're out of here.
That's what I'm going at. Uh-huh. I just soon try to go through some of the main stuff with Frank.
Uh huh.
And
Okay.
Is there stuff he can work on that's needed, and then others that are mostly going to executive session.
Oh.
Oh, you got something?
She gets a gender request stuff.
Oh. Okay.
I was ready to pull the trigger too.
Next order of business is gender request review. Nikki?
Is that it? Is that it, Nikki?
3, 3, 2, 6.
4, 5. Yes. Is that for next Monday?
Yes. And or yes.
Next or Monday. Further.
I'm sorry, I was listening to Helen.
Nothing. A gender request review.
The credit card policy we were just discussing, is that something that must be posted on Monday the 3rd?
Don't do any posting, you think? We're just amending our current policy.
Well, if we do that, we're going to have to vote on it sometime.
Yeah.
We have to vote on it.
That's right, it's policy. Thursday, so.
Yeah, put it on there. I think so.
Yeah, sometime Monday's fine.
Guys, now she's going to hopefully, she said by day's end, if we're here by day's end, have some.
Maybe we could vote on when we do that.
And if not, maybe we'll have her email it to us, but we have to. I see what you're saying.
Let's tie it to when we're on Wednesday. Can we just do it Wednesday and then vote on it Wednesday?
Let's just do that. To us or email us?
Email us a copy, but then we can vote on it Wednesday with the credit card and all that.
Sister.
Not that I know of. Was there another call-in item, Jim, that you mentioned a while ago? I think it all pertained to.
It's all the same. It's those two checks.
That was it. There wasn't another call-in item.
I'm thinking. We'll have to do the MoDOT right-of-way annexation concurrence letter. That's something we have to do that we talked about having Nikki write.
That wasn't it.
That wasn't it, though.
No.
But you're going to get a letter you have to write, Nikki.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my notes here. Oh, no. Yep,
I guess.
Yep.
Because Terry wanted to be here.
Oh, well, then that's not going to happen. She's not from here, is she?
No, she's from Christian County.
Remind us what that was about.
And I was just waiting on further direction.
What else do you have besides that issue?
The only other item I was waiting on for further direction is the grants discussion, which I'm going to bring it back up. So I'm not sure what I need to do.
Okay, I've made note of it. Go ahead.
That's all I got.
Put on
There's nothing else for Monday? Besides your regular list of things that you have for us. That's what we're doing. Okay.
Yeah, I want to. Staff review of your staff meeting that I missed the other day.
Going to boot you session. Out, by the way.
I don't care what you did or not. But I would like to just to go in through, we go into executive for about that. We can discuss that if it's in our executive session Monday afternoon.
That'd be wonderful.
Can we?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
But I've got nothing right now.
Kick you in the ribs again.
Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.21.12.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12.
Danny, aye.
James, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.